Hello,
Hi.
You can hear me now.
Yeah.
Welcome to this universe, to this planet, to this place. It feels natural to be here because we all decided to come this evening to HKV. It was your choice, it was your decision. We are not here by accident. Perhaps we are not here by chance, or are we? You could have chosen to be anywhere else this evening, but no, your will, your motivations, your intentions brought you to this place. But what if it was an accident? What if it was differently from what you think it happened? What if this universe was just a lucky draw from the hat and everything that this universe contains, including you, is just a very rare event in the endless number of probabilities? Perhaps this very particular grid, arranged grid in which we are in right now, it's stranger than we think. Also, I don't know, look just around you. You didn't select who you were going to sit with next to you, in front of you, as well as I didn't plan to be talking to you right now, in this moment. So it might be stranger than we think. Randomness surrounds us. It's been following us throughout our existence. And it's embracing us right now. So for a moment, I want you to think that randomness is here. And also, let's not forget that randomness also teaches us that events like this evening are also very likely to happen. So, well, good evening. My name is Naum, and I'm here to tell you a couple of things and to do something with you as well. So first thing is, I have here with me a very particular book. It's called A Million Random Digits with 100,000 Normal Deviates. This particular book was published in 1955, but its production started before, in 1947. It was quite an achievement to make this book. This book contains just a series of random numbers. For example, spoiler alert, 8131, 10878, 15433, and some other unpredictable numbers. The way they produced this book was like they created a sort of electronic roulette wheel attached to a computer, and it was running. After they got the million random digits, they were filtered and tested to prove the real random nature, and they are all here in this book. Also, I mean, this book was something very useful back in the day. It was the first source of truly random digits. And these numbers are apparently very useful for modeling complex systems such as climates and economics that require endless numbers of variables. So having this book with me makes me wonder how random is random. So we're gonna do something. As Giuseppe just said, we're gonna create an interface between the nature, the universe, and our understanding. So I want you to be very alert and aware. I'm going to throw these things randomly, and you have to catch them. Come on. That was not quick. Okay, that's better. There we go. There we go. Okay, so stand up if you have one of the balls. Let's throw that again. Okay, stand up. So we have one, two, and what's the other one? Where? Okay, good. So two and three. So, well, you might think that I'm very good at throwing balls and that I have actually thrown them to exactly the points where I wanted them. So let's generate more randomness here. People with the balls, please throw it to a random member of the audience, please. When I count to three. One, two, three. Okay, so you have three people. Stand up now. Come, you have to find it. Okay, and this is not very random, but okay, let's do it one more time, please. So, to a random member of the audience, when I count to three. One, two, three. Do it. Okay, you've got one. Stand up, please. Anywhere else, or are they gone? Okay, two, and we're missing one. Okay, three, okay. So the three of you, I want you to remain standing, please. And don't just stay like that. And in the meantime, I also want to tell you something else. There's this text about this particular book by Josh Berson, who was unable to join us tonight. It's titled A Million Random Digits, November 2017. The forest around Pemberton is among the last places in the world where you can find that kind of late seral canopy. At the time, there was little light pollution, or at least that is how I remember it. The sky was full of stars, all of them unfamiliar, for I had been in Southern Hemisphere all of the 10 days. The second thing that has stayed with me was the scent of the wood smoke. I could not describe for you any of the constellations that I saw that morning. So, the three of you, please follow me. You can go around the stage. We're going to the stage now. Two, we know remarkably little about the origins of controlled anthropogenic combustion, or rather, what we know is probably wrong. So despite extravagant claims for controlled use of fire at 1.6 million years ago, secure evidence that humans were using fire on purpose appears only after 400,000 years ago, which is still something. Think of the different ways humans have used fire. There is the use of fire to enhance the living environment for warmth, light, or as a smudge against insects. So, perfect. And there's something with you. You can put the balls on the floor, please. I want you to, yeah. Let's start with you. This book has 400 pages. Think of any page.
144.
I want you to open the book on page 144. Yep. I want you to rip it, to tear it apart. Yeah, remove it. Destroy it. Yeah, remove it from the book. Yes. As you do it. Yeah, it feels bad. But No. Just rip it. Exactly. Okay, perfect. Now give that page, what's your name? Michele. Give that page to Michele. Okay. Michele, I want you to tear that sheet in five. So one, you put it together, two, and so on. It's one. It's two. That's three. Okay, yeah. Okay, super. And then take two halves, in one in each hand, and drop to the floor anyone, just one. And you keep one in your hand. You decide. Great. And now you're going to give Okay, that's cool. So, follow me. So, choose a number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
Tell it to me. 6. Okay. So I'm going to remove 6 pieces, right? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and take the 6th piece for yourself. Okay?
Okay.
What I want you to do now is to look at the first full 5-digit number that appears there, mm-hmm. and write it down here, where I cannot see you, please. The first full 5-digit number. But you can never know when you set the world on fire exactly how the fire will spread, how far, how fast, in which direction, or how hot it will burn. What makes fire such a powerful emblem of mastery of order is the fact that it intrinsically is aleatory. Fire is palpably random in a way other basic features of the material world are not. You said 6, right?
Yep.
So 1, 2, 3, that was close, huh? 5, and last one. Six. Combustion is also the destruction of order. But also, combustion is the generator of all random numbers that humans have devised. Can we see your number? 2, 1, 2, 1, 7. Perhaps. Perhaps we are not here by chance, and perhaps today, 2nd of December 2017, is more than a random situation. Thank you. Thanks.